This morning from the city of Monmouth, we do have Jan Helms. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning.
Good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You are on the back end of a long process throughout this year known as the U.S. Census.
Oh, yes. And it's been very challenging in the age of the pandemic to get the word out and make sure that people get counted. The cutoff date has been moved to October 5th at this point in time. You have to respond on or before that date. You still can respond if you did not get a card in the mail with your PIN number on it. You don't need that to actually respond online. You go to my2020census.gov, and there is a place to say, I do not have a PIN number. And they'll walk you through it, but you can do it by your address. Or you can respond by phone. And I have several phone numbers. Just call City Hall and we'll provide you with a phone number other than English. But English is 844-330-2020. And there are, I think, about 16 different languages they offer to call in. And you can still respond by mail if you have a form, but get it in the mail postmarked before October 5th. What they have to do now is assemble the information and then get it to the president before the end of the year. We currently have a self-response rate. That means people have responded online or the phone, primarily online, at 72.8 for the city of Monmouth. There are enumerators going around to homes, answer their questions if you haven't responded. It's a simple process. They're doing their jobs trying to count everyone, which is a requirement every 10 years of all of us citizens in the USA.
How do we compare this 10-year, this decade, Jan, in self-response compared to a decade ago?
Well, they did not, a decade ago, we did not have a manner to respond online. So it's only the form or enumeration. So they didn't have this map that updates daily on self-responses for the whole country. You can look every day and see what your self-response rate is. So that's huge this time, to be able to do that. Last 10 years ago, they wanted to do that, but they were still working on the security avenues of the whole thing. So they got those worked out. It's been great. There's not any compromises or anything like that, because they've got several layers of security. I don't begin to understand all of them, but they are. So please, if you haven't responded yet, go to my2020census.gov, and there's a place to respond without a PIN number. You can respond by phone. Excuse me. English is 844-330-2020. Spanish, 844-468-2020. And I've got a number of other ones. Call City Hall at 734-2141. Ask for Jan, and I will provide you with a number of the language that you need. So please do it. It helps our community, our county, and our state.
Okay. Speaking of state, the response rate is 66.5% for the state of Illinois. So Jan, my question is, understanding the breakdown, if people are hesitant to give their information, the effect of not doing that, do we lose, let's say we finish at 73%. Could we lose that percentage, 20-some-odd percent in...
Absolutely.
Okay, in funding?
27% of the funding we won't get, what we should get. You can lose $1,500 to $1,800 a year per person not counted. Now, if you multiply that by 10, that's a lot of money over 10 years for one person, not to mention 20 people or 100 people. It only helps us do the streets, provide the services that are required in the city. It helps us keep people working and any number of things. It helps provide all the services required, but you have to respond so that we get our share of the pot.
Okay. All right. Let's switch gears to next week. It is cleanup week. So
it
tell us
sure
about
is.
That.
October 5th through the 9th is cleanup week. Your items will be picked up on your regularly scheduled trash day. Now, oftentimes they move through pretty fast and maybe get into another area. But if you don't have yours out, say your trash day is Tuesday. You didn't put your stuff out Monday, and they pick up your neighborhood on Monday just because they have extra room in their truck. They'll still be by your neighborhood on Tuesday. They still run the whole route on the day it's supposed to be run. Not allowed in the cleanup yard waste. Don't put your yard waste, your tree limbs and things like that. We've had so many fall lately. No liquid waste, paint, thinner, stains, varnishes. You can take your paint out to the transfer station at any time to have it be recycled. Motor oil, transmission fluid, brake fluid, antifreeze, free-flowing liquid, hazardous wastes, gasoline, propane, chemical wastes, insecticides or pesticides, any poison, no tires, batteries, large auto or truck parts. No demolition debris. Don't tear down a shed and put it out there for them to clean up. That's not what this is for. No concrete. Any type of needle, syringe, or sharp. No fluorescent light bulbs. Don't put your electronic waste, including TVs, out there. You can take those out to the transfer station if they still have the cord attached. Put your items at the curb the night before, at least. And a lot of times we know people go through and pick up items, and hopefully they don't leave your pile in a mess. We try to discourage that, but it happens. The cleanup begins at 6 o'clock the next morning. Whenever possible, materials should be placed in cans, bags, or bundles that weigh less than 50 pounds. So these gentlemen and ladies that are picking the stuff up don't have a problem lifting it. And large items like furniture, couches, love seats should be placed as near to the curb as possible. So tidy it up as much as possible, and they can do it much quicker. And then your yard's much cleaner, too.
Okay. How about shred day?
Shred day. Finally, we're having a shred day this year. This is scheduled for Saturday, October 24th. 9 a.m. to noon at the City of Monmouth Transfer Station. Now, for those of you that don't know, that is off South 11th Street by where the Warren County City Animal Shelter is. You can clean out safely, get rid of paper documents that will be loaded into a truck and locked, and then taken to their facility, to their giant shredder, and then they shred it. They are bonded and licensed. It's a trustworthy group of folks that know what they're supposed to be doing to keep your documents safe. Acceptable items to shred: personal mail, legal mail, medical information, bank records, junk mail. We still get some of that. Tax forms, checks, and you do not need to remove any rubber bands, paper clips, or staples from your items. They will go through the shredder fine, just the way they are. So it's confidentialsecurity.com is their website, and they are the ones that have done it in the past. They're a very trustworthy professional group that help us out greatly in getting things shredded. We even take things from the city at this time.
Okay. So go through your paperwork and get what you need that you want shredded so that you don't throw that in the trash, because
that can
be found. It's so difficult these days. There's so much identity theft, and it's just frustrating.
It is frustrating.
And the warranty calls are back. I got four of them yesterday.
Oh, so is your car okay?
Oh, this was on a vehicle I haven't owned in probably 8 years.
Yeah, they're so frustrating. And I get them when I'm at work. And
me too.
And, you know, I don't know. I hope I'm not getting calls I should answer because I don't answer them. It is frustrating. And there are so many people out there that make a living out of stealing identities. So this is a safe way for you to get your personal items shredded and securely disposed of.
Okay. Saturday, October 24th, 9 a.m. to noon at the City of Monmouth Transfer Station. Shred Day, and next week is Cleanup Week. So remember that, and we'll put this up on our website so that folks can see the different requirements for Cleanup Week. And again, make sure to go to my2020census.gov, and if you haven't responded to the census, please do so. Finally, how are things at Western Illinois Animal Rescue? How are the babies?
Oh, they're doing well. We've got, and still have, lots of kitties. They are darling. If you need a day brightener, go see the kittens. They are just darling, and they are so happy to see you.
I bet.
You walk in, and it doesn't matter if you're not the person that's going to take care of them that day. They're still talking to you, and that makes my day to have them reach for you or acknowledge that they're happy to see you. The dogs are the same way. Every night after work that I go and take care of them, they are truly excited to see their dog nannies and their dog butlers come. And it's not just because it's feeding time, but they get the love they need, and then they get to express the love back.
Exactly. And any dogs up for adoption and cats right now, everything a go as far as you've got some available?
Yes, we do.
Good.
Sky Louise is still there, and she is a good girl. She needs a very special home, but she sure would like her own couch. And her own person. She has got a lot of love to give. She's got the nannies wrapped around her little paw. So she might be a little spoiled, but she is still a good dog. We have Mister out there that is being treated for heartworm right now, and he's doing fabulously. You wouldn't know that the guy's got any issues. We got a little dust mop looking dog. She's darling, named Angel May. The other night I gave her her toys out of her bag, and she got so excited when she saw her toys. She was an owner surrender, which is always sad when you have an owner surrender because they're displaced out of their home. But you should have seen the face when I gave her her toys. She recognized the tail was going faster than you can even imagine.
Wow.
And we have Willow, who's a nice dog. She is a love bug, owner surrender also. And she could use a fenced-in yard. She's gentle with kids. She's used to being around little ones. Likes people. Doesn't have too much issue with other dogs or cats at this point, we believe. So those are our doggies we have right now. Okay. You never know. Tomorrow we can have more.
Okay. Well, and your puppies go fast as soon as you guys put them
do.
Up.
They yeah. usually do, yeah. And rightly so. They're cute. They are a lot of work, but they are cute, and they have lots of love to give, too.
Okay, great. And people can make donations at any time out to Western Illinois Animal Rescue.
They can, and we appreciate every single penny we get. We've been unable to run the fundraisers that we normally do. We usually do a 5K sometime in the fall, and we're not able to do that this year. We're dreaming up other fundraisers, so look on Facebook. There are some October activities that we're doing social distancing, and then we're having a craft show later on in the month, too. So it's all on the Facebook page for WIRE, but if you are unable to get to those events and you still want to donate, you can donate on just send us a check. We have a donation box out there that's locked up, and I empty it out regularly and put it in the bank. We have donation boxes around town that you can put your change in. No amount is too small, and because we've had a lot of hungry, especially kittens this season.
I bet. Okay, Jan, thanks for all the updates.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Jan Helms with us on behalf of the City of Monmouth, also Western Illinois Animal Rescue, 1330 WRAM and FM 94.1.